This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. A 12th person has been charged in connection with the murder of Thomas Rath. A Tioga County grand jury has indicted Joseph Howell on four charges. They are first and second degree murder, kidnapping, and intimidating a witness. Rath was kidnapped from an Ithaca homeless encampment called The Jungle in May. His body was found in a shallow grave in Tioga County on August 3rd. State police say there will be more indictments. So far, three people have been indicted for first-degree murder. The public will get to comment on Ithaca's draft short-term rental policy. The Ithaca Voice says the policy is intended to limit STRs in the city. People could only rent a residential property during the entire year if it's their primary residence. Otherwise, it can only be an STR during summer months. Short-term rentals would require a permit and regular inspections. Owners must pay occupancy taxes, and there'll be a complaint line for neighbors to report illegal ones or other problems. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal troubles have cost New York taxpayers about $20 million. The Albany Times-Union says Cuomo is defending himself against two sexual harassment charges and is in a legal battle over a book contract. Comptroller office records show that over $8.5 million have been paid to four law firms. Those firms have contracts for over $13 million to defend Cuomo and members of his administration. And the cost is expected to go up because state and federal cases are still underway. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.